From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Norgrove with your headlines for Friday, September 29th. An audit of CAP Radio by the California State University Chancellor's Office found widespread financial mismanagement. That includes 2 years of missed payments on an $8 million loan assumed by Sacramento State, which holds CAP Radio's license. That money was slated for improvements to the company's new downtown headquarters. The station also owes Sac State a year's worth of rent for the campus building it now occupies. The audit said, quote, Capital Public Radio lacked complete and current policies and procedures in almost every financial and operational area reviewed. Tom Carlo is CAP Radio's interim general manager. He says the station is moving to correct all the issues raised in the audit and is here for the long haul. His message to listeners and supporters.
I hope the community also will believe in us that this was a blip, a very bad blip, but we are not dodging any bullets and we are going to do our best to continue to be the best news and information station there is and continue to be the best classical and jazz station in our region.
Sacramento State announced CAP Radio operations will be placed directly under university supervision, while the news and entertainment program will remain independent. The university statement also said it will oversee and manage the station's accounting department, endowment, and finances. And in state wildfire news, PG&E's public safety power shutoffs were a much more frequent occurrence when they started about 5 years ago. This year, the company has only turned off power twice. NSPR's Ken Duvall has more on why.
The fewer power outages this year are due to more favorable weather and heavy precipitation last fall and winter, which delayed the onset of this year's fire season. But favorable weather isn't a given. Due to that, PG&E spokesman Paul Moreno says the company has taken several measures to reduce the frequency and the footprints of shutoffs when they are needed.
That includes more sectionalizing devices along circuits so that we can better isolate customers and not include customers who don't need to be isolated, hardening our grid using covered power lines in areas. And of course, we've been doing undergrounding.
He says PG&E has also installed more weather stations and high-definition fire cameras, as well as something called microgrids in small communities where PSPS events are likely. The microgrids allow the communities to generate their own electricity when the power is turned off.
We enabled these core business areas to be isolated, like their own power grid, and that means that people who live in the surrounding community can come there and have fuel, restaurants, markets, critical services like fire departments and medical clinics.
Moreno says public safety power shutoffs will continue as the measure of last resort during periods of high fire risk, but in the future, they may be better targeted and involve fewer customers. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
Cannabis is now the top crop produced in Shasta County. That's according to the 2022 County Crop Report, and is despite the fact that cannabis can only legally be grown within two areas of the county, Redding and Shasta Lake. Overall, the county's cannabis production brought in more than $22.5 million last year. That's more than any other agricultural revenue in Shasta County except for livestock, which brought in more than $24 million. Moving to state news, a new law to protect doctors in California from prosecution for sending abortion pills to patients in other states was signed into law on Wednesday by Governor Gavin Newsom. According to reporting by the Associated Press, the law forbids authorities from cooperating in out-of-state investigations into doctors who mail abortion pills. It also prevents bounty hunters from detaining doctors, pharmacists, or patients and transporting them to withstand trial in other states for providing an abortion. And finally, you've probably noticed gas prices are up again. This time, a supply problem is to blame. The California Report's Mari Bolaños has more.
The average price for a gallon of gas right now is over $6, according to AAA. Severin Borenstein at UC Berkeley's Energy Institute says gas is always more expensive here due to higher taxes and environmental fees. But this recent increase is largely due to refineries shutting down for seasonal maintenance.
Of course, when they do that, it's hard to know how much of that is a necessary maintenance and a necessary reduction in supply, and how much of it is the fact that some of the larger suppliers who have a lot of market power are able to jack up prices even higher.
I'm Madi Bolaños in San Francisco.
And those are your headlines for Friday, September 29th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Ava Norgrove.